Sugat of Zayim Aleph, Tais to be Maskel, Vyamidenu, Keneged Rosh Tor. The Gemara on the bottom of Vav and Beis, moving on to Zayim Aleph, was discussing the Tefach wall, which the Halacha Moshe Sinai allows the third wall to be rather than a full seven Tefachim, according to the accepted view of Tanakama, or the fourth wall, according to the minority view of Rabbi Shimon. So just going with the Tanakama's view, that for a third wall, that it could be a tefach. So the Gemara is discussing where exactly we place that tefach. So the Gemara on Vav and Beis records the view of Rav, Mamido Kineged Hayotze. The way you have a picture in the Rashi of Vav and Beis, just describe it in words in a somewhat different picture. So if we have two walls, drawing it on a piece, imagine a piece of paper, one on the bottom and one to the left. So you have something that looks like the English letter L. And then to the right of the wall on the bottom, so we extend a small wall of a tefach parallel to the seven tefach wall on the left side and the tefach on the right side, looking like somewhat like a squarish letter tes in Hebrew. So Rav Kana and Rav Asi challenged Rav with the words Yamidenu Kineged Rosh Tor. So the exact meaning of those words, and including what exactly Rashi is talking about and what exactly his Tos is talking about, are not 100% clear. The Rishonim and the Achronim have a big discussion about this. We'll just present the view of the Maharam, which is also somewhat mashma from the Maharsha. And indeed, there's also a parallel Gemara in Baba Basra dealing with the laws of boundaries. So we'll just go with the approach of the Maharam, who actually says this is Pshat and Rashi, which is actually against the picture that you have in the Gemaras. And that is as follows. If we accept a picture in the Gemara, then it's clear that Tosis is not going with the Pshat that Rashi has. So, the way we understand Yamidenu Kineged Rosh Tor, according to Tosis, is as follows. Again, in accordance with the view of the Maharam. So we go back to our diagram. You have a wall on the bottom, and you have a wall on the left, looking like the English letter L. Rishonim sometimes refer to that as like a Gam Yevonis, but that would be flipped. So, and then you take your Tefach, so ask Rav Kana and Rav Asi to Rav, why don't we say that this should be required? And you take your Tefach and you put it diagonally, inserting it in the middle of the lower right and the upper left. Put in the middle on a diagonal, or somewhere in the middle area, so that it kind of looks more like it fills in the two missing walls, rather than in the situation that Rav gave, where it only fills in a third wall. But maybe that tefach should have to be put on a diagonal, so it looks more like it's filling in both walls, because in the example we gave, it's diagonal, so it's kind of pointing in the direction of up, and it's also kind of pointing in the, let's call it the north-south area, and it's kind of pointing in the direction of the east-west area. So again, we have an L, and in between the upper left of the L and the lower right of the L, so we're putting a diagonal tefach. This is the suggestion of Kana Rav Asi. In the end, we don't accept that view. We have a different version of where the tefach goes. So Tosa is the following kasha based on a principle that's developed in Masechta Erevin. Yamidenu Kineged Rosh Tor es Tosis Avagaf da Akayotze Bazeh Omar Perakam de Erevin, that on a similar case it's stated in the first parak of Erevin, Osi Avira the high Gisa Umavatale, that the air from this side, that's Gisa, the high Gisa on the other side, Umavatale, that it nullifies the piece of wall in the middle. Where did the Gemara Erevin say that? In two situations, Gabe Veharochav Me'eser Amis, talking about a Mavui, some kind of dead-end street that's wider than 10 Amos, and according to the accepted view of the Chachamim, so there, with wider than 10 Amos, we cannot use a Lechi or a Kora, a beam on top, or a thin pole on the side. Doesn't work. We have to be, in order for the lechi to work, we have to be ma'it, the width of the entranceway into the mavi, which is wider than 10 amos. We have to narrow it down to 10 amos or less. So in trying to fix that, The Gemara points out that if you have, let's say, a 15 amma wide mavui, so the simpler way to do it would be to take a board of wood that's 5 amos, attach it to one wall, and that will totally narrow the space to 10 amos or less. But the Gemara, in pointing out the limits of what you can get away with, so you could also use air spaces in order to allow that to happen. So one way of doing that would be to leave a 2 amma space, let's say, to the right, and then you put a board near that 2 amma space. So you have a total with 3 plus 2 of 5 ammas, which we lessened the width of 15 to 10, and now the mavui is okay. So, and even though there's an airspace, so we apply the principle of omed meruba laparot, that the part that is standing is more than the part that's open, so the 3 is more than the 2, so it nullifies the 2, and it's as if you have 5 solid amos, which subtracted from the 15, leaves you only a 10 amma gap, and in which case then you could use a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara Neivan asks, why do you need to use a 3 amma board? Why can't you use 2 boards of 1.5 ammas each? As follows, you'll have 1.5 amos attached, let's say, to the right wall, and then you'll have a gap of 2 amos, and then you'll have another board of 1.5 amos next to the airspace of 2 amos. So adding that all up, you have 1.5 plus 2 plus 1.5. Also, we have 5 amos, which will lessen the 15 amos to 10 amos, and then you'll be able to use a lechi akora. Why do we insist on having a 3 amma board? So the Gemara applied this principle of asi avira the haigisa mevatale, that when you have airspace to the right of the second 1.5 amma board, which is 2 amos, then you have airspace to the left of the 1.5 amma board, which is 10 amos. So if each airspace is equal or greater than the omed, the standing board in the middle, and then you add them together, and they're much more, or more than the middle part, it effectively nullifies it and eliminates it. So in that kind of case, you'd be left only with a 1.5 amma board that's attached to the right, and 15 minus 1.5 is still 13.5, and it's still wider than 10 amos, and it won't be good. The rule of asi avira the haigisa would not apply in the first case, where you had a 3 amma board, because there to the right of the 3 amma board you had 2 amos, and to the left of the 3 amma board you had 10 amos, so even though 10 amos is greater than 3 amos, but 2 is not equal or greater to 3 amos, so therefore you don't have asi avira the haigisa, because that idea of airspace in mevatel only applies when the airspace on both sides is at least equal to the amount in the middle. And then when they add them together, if they're greater than the middle, they effectively nullify it. So this is the principle of Asivir, the Haigis, the Haigis, the Vatal Chitzta. And applying it here, that would effectively nullify the Tefach, which is placed diagonally in the middle between those two endpoints of the, in our example, of the L shape of the upper left and the lower right. So how could we do that, and the Yami Den of a Rosh Torah, the Tefach would be nullified. Tosfos quotes another area where we say Asi Avir the Hagisa Vegabi Or HaAsla, concerning the leather of, in modern Hebrew, Asla is a toilet seat, and they got it from this Gemara. It's referring to some kind of leather toilet seat, and we're dealing with the laws of Tumah, and in order to spread Tumah, as we saw in an earlier Tosfos, you need at least a Tefach. And if you have the two ends of the leather on the two sides, on the right and the left, and you have the hole in the middle, so if those two ends together with the hole combine to be at least a tefach, so that is going to effectively bring tumah if it's underneath the seat and to other areas under the seat. So without getting involved in all the measurements and all the details, Tosfos here maintain that there also we would apply Asi Avira the Haigisa and Vatal Mechitzta, that if the airspace in the middle would be equal or greater to one of the sides of leather, and the airspace, which is the world's airspace, let's say to the left or to the right, so that would combined with the middle airspace would effectively nullify the strip of leather, either to the right or to the left, and therefore you're no longer going to have a tefach and it will not be maybe to. So that's also another example of Asi Avira d'Haigisa d'Haigisa Mevatel Mechitzta. The Mefarshim explained that the Tosfos in Masechta Erevin, where the Gemara brings that case of Ora Asla, also in the same Daf of Yudim Beis, maintained that that concept of Asi Avira, the Haigisa, is not relevant to Ora Asla, because it's a Kli, or other reasons that are given. So it's interesting that our Tosfos does apply it there, obviously had a different understanding of that Gemara. But what's relevant to us here is certainly with respect to the laws of Mavui and making Mechitzos, we have this rule of Asi Avira, the Haigis, and Vata Mechitzta. Why don't we say it with respect to Sukkah? The Tosfos gives a fundamental distinction that with respect to Sukkah, we don't say it. Hacha, the Tefach Mechitza Deraisa, that over here, the fact that you could have a Tefach of Mechitza Menatora, Hilchas Agamirila, it's Allah Hamash Misinai, Lo Asi Avira Mavatala. We do not apply the principle of Asi Avira, the Haigis, and Vata Mechitzta, because that's exactly part of the Allah Hamash Misinai, that it's a good wall. Therefore, we don't nullify this tefach according to this assumption of Yamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor with the rule of Asi Avira D'Hagisa D'Hagisa, because that's part of the Lachem Sinai that it's not nullified. Tos Di B'Maschil Osa Lo Tefach Sochik. The Gemara, and this is actually the way we paskin, maintains that the placement of the tefach is as follows. Using our example again with the L, so on the lower right, instead of attaching the tefach to the wall directly on the right, on the lower right side, as Rav maintained, we take our tefach wall, and this we have to make it a little bit bigger than an ordinary tefach called a tefach sochek, happy tefach, where the fingers are spread apart a little bit, so it's a tefach umashu, and then you place that within three tefachim of the lower right, so. And with that combined, then that serves as a third wall. So Tos explains that why we specifically need a tefach sochek, a little more than a tefach, and we can't just suffice with any kind of pole, however big it is. Tos writes, Kone bepachas migimu, samach ledofen, if you're going to take a pole that is very narrow under a tefach, or under a tefach sochek, and you're going to place it within three tefachim near the wall, lo yoel, that will not be effective. Lichoshev kitefach, in order for that to be considered like a tefach, and what would be the havamina to say that? Machmas lovut. Tos's implicit question is, why do you have to create this tefach sochek and then have it within three tefachim? Why not just have a kana and have it within three tefachim of the wall? And we have a concept called lovut, and lovut is kesasim. It seals in the airspace if it's less than three tefachim. So effectively, that kana is considered contiguous to the wall, and you have even more than a tefach. So lo yoel lechashiv ketefach tells us machmas lovud because of that lovud. The halachach boy tefach sochek, because we require a little more than a tefach, not just because we need a tefach and it needs to be somewhat connected to the wall, but kedei shei dofen ze rochav arba atvachim. Because we need that wall, that surah wall, which is given over Allah Hamashim Sinai, to be the majority of seven. The majority of seven being four tefachim. Kedei pirish b'kontras, as Rashi explains. We're not just trying to create a tefach near the wall, we're trying to create halachically, with the principle of lavud, effectively the majority of a wall, as Tos continues, kedei shehei rov dofen, the shiuro b'shiva tefachim umashu. It should be the majority of a wall, whose measurement is seven tefachim and a little bit. The Echronim note that Rashi and a few places in Tosfos seem to have the measurement of the wall as seven tefachim and a little bit, whereas the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's only exactly seven tefachim. So that's somewhat of a mystery. But Tosfos goes to that approach that it's seven a little bit. So the majority of that will be four tefachim. So if you have a tefach plus and you put it within three tefachim, so now you're going to have, halachically, with lovewood, the slightly less than three tefachim and the slightly more than a tefach added together is four tefachim, which is the majority of seven. But if you just have a kana, a little narrow, thin pole, and you have it within three tefachim, so all that's going to create effectively is three tefachim, or three tefachim in a little bit, and that's not the majority, and therefore would not suffice. Tos gives an alternate approach as to why you need a tefach sochek, and you can't just use a narrow kone. The ode, the kone mivatale avira. As we saw in the previous Tosfos, the concept of osi avira, the haigisa, mivatal mechitzta, that if you have air in one space and air in the other space, and each air space is equal or more than the omed, than the solid amount in the middle, so it effectively nullifies it. So if you're going to have a kana within three tvachim of the wall, so you'll have a wall, and then you'll have airspace of, let's say, 2.9 tvachim. Then you'll have a narrow kana, let's say it's a half a tefach wide. And then on the other side, you're going to have quite a few tvachim. So that airspace of the less than three and the airspace of the few tvachim is going to nullify the kana, and it will be as if it's not there. Of course, what Tosis is directly implying here is that if you have a tefach sochek, if you have a tefach plus, then you're not going to apply the principle of Asi Avira Dahaigisa Dahaigisa Mavatalei. Even though when you have a tefach sochek and it's less than three tvachim to the wall, you also have the numbers to apply Asi Avira Dahaigisa Dahaigisa, because less than three tvachim is more than a tefach plus, and on the other side you have several tvachim. So presumably the reason that Tos not bothered by that is similar to what he wrote in the previous Tosis, that once you have Alach L'Mosh Misinai to tell you that the tefach works, so that informs us that at least with respect to when you have a tefach, according to this application, a tefach plus, we do not apply the rule as of Asi Avira Dahaigisa Dahaigisa Mevatalei as part of the special Alach L'Mosh Misinai, allowing a tefach to be part of the wall of the sukkah. What is difficult, as the Aruch Lener and others ask, is that Tosis points out elsewhere that theoretically you can make a sukkah with lovewood poles, where you have a pole, another pole, another pole, another pole. As long as they're within three tefachim of each other, it's all considered solid wall. So Tosis asks, why don't we say Asi Avira Dahaigisa Dahaigisa Mevatalei, that each pole in the middle should be nullified by the less than three tefach airspace on the right and the less than three tefach airspace on the left? Tos explains that Lovud is kesasim. Lovud is like totally sealed. So if Lovud is like totally sealed, so why don't we say that here too, that the kana that's within three tefachim of the wall, so that less than three tefach airspace should be like totally sealed, and there should be no bittel on the part of the airspace. The second teretz of Tosis is somewhat difficult. Tos di v'maschil v'ein any teretz ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. The Gemara had quoted three views within Rabbah who requires a Tzuras HaPesach. One view is that you take the Tefach that's given over Halach L'Moshe Sinai and you split it into two, and you have a half Tefach on one side attached to a wall, and you have a half a Tefach on the opposite side in the corner in the airspace, and then you put a Tzuras HaPesach between. Another pshat of Rabbah is that when you take your tefach sochek, your one plus tefach, and then you put it within three tefachim of the wall, so you require a tzuras pesach in addition to that. And another pshat is that it's either or. Either you could have your half tefach and have a tzuras pesach between, or you could have the tefach sochek within three tefachim, which would make effectively a four tefach wall, the majority of seven, or you could do a tzuras pesach. So Tosis, elaborating on the first understanding of you splitting the kana into the splitting the tefach into two, Pirish, Elam Kain, Aso'o, La'oso Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach, Al Pnei Kaladofen. Reading it together with the Dibur Maskil, Ve'enani Teres Elam Tzuras HaPesach, Pirish, that it doesn't work unless you use the Tzuras HaPesach, meaning Elam Kain, unless Aso'o, La'oso Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach, Al Pnei Kaladofen Kulo. That you take that tefach and you make it into the shape of a tzuras pesach of a kana here and a kana there and a kana on top. Ketzad, how so? Kana shel chatzi tefach eitzel hayotze. You put one kana attached to the wall, as stated by Rav in the earlier Amud, except Rav was saying it for the whole tefach. Here we're applying it to the half tefach. V'kana chatzi tefach b'mektzoa shekenegdo. And another pole of half a tefach in the corner of the airspace, because you have the L, so this is diagonally across from the L, so on the upper right. The kon al gabei, and then you put a beam or a string on top. Havalei kilu kol adofen sosum, because the tzuras pesach creates a situation where as if there's a wall there, so it's as if the whole wall is sealed up. So now Tosis is bothered by Akasha, that how come here in Sukkah we require a chatzi tefach on one side and a chatzi tefach on the other for the kana, The Avogafter Perakam de Erevin, that even though in the first parak of Erevin, Daf Yiralav Mabeis, when it talks about Tzoros HaPesach, Lo Yavinan Shiura Lakana, we don't say that the Kana has any measurement. Tzoros HaPesach, again, a Kana on this side, Kana on this side, Kana on the top. We don't give any measurement to the side Kana, Shel Tzoros HaPesach, Elafilu Kana Mashu, even if it's the tiniest amount. Kana Mashu Mikan, Vekana Mashu Mikan, a small one here, a small one there, Vekana Al Gabayim. So why suddenly over here do we require it? The only requirement in Erevin is El Shetei Bria Kedei Lamod Bo Deles Vafila Deles Shalkash. That the Kana should be strong enough to be able to support a door, even a straw door, which of course will depend on how far the poles are from each other, as to how wide they have to be in order to be able to support that. So once again, there's no set measurement. Theoretically, it could be very narrow if they're close to each other, relatively, so then it'll be able to support a straw door with even less than a tefach width. So how come regarding sukkah we require it? So Tosis answers, Gabe sukkah echmiru. Regarding sukkah, they were machmir, deveinan mechitzas anikaros, that they should be more noticeable. As the Gemara says in a few places, we saw a little earlier in a previous daf, that it needs noticeable walls. The language of Tosis implies echmiru, that they were machmir, meaning that it's a din de rabbanan, that really in a Torah, you could have a konamashu and a konamashu, according to Rabbah, and we matter that with a tzuras of Pesach, at least according to the first opinion of Rabbah. So the Aruch HaNer just notes that this seems to be difficult, because the simple pshat is what Rabbah is doing, is taking the halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai of a tefach, as Tosa started out with, Elam Kein Asol Oso tefach, that halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, needs to be split, and to put a half a tefach here and a half a tefach there. So why didn't Tosa say that it is halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, and that's why it's different from the rules of Erevin? But there is no such halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai that you have to have a tefach that you split. So perhaps maybe it's a slight gears of change we could have, that not a chmiru going on the chachamim, but a chmira, that the Torah was machmir, and that exactly is that halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, that you need a tefach, and then you, according to Rabbah's understanding of that, that you can split it into two, such that it should be a mechitza nikeres regarding sukkah, and that's not something that you need regarding Erevin. In the continuation of the Gemara, so the Gemara was quoting all kinds of situations of walls that work for sukkah. And Abaye quotes the Braisa that you can create a wall both with respect to Shabbos for creating a Rishus HaYachid and with respect to sukkah by creating poles that are less than three tefachim apart from each other, as we mentioned earlier. So Tosis just comments that concept of being able to make a wall via what they call shasi kanim, that where they in the upright in the vertical direction. So ein zekir Rabbi Yoshia de v'samoch devoy mechitzos. The Bach changes the girsa devoy b'mechitzos silso maruba mechamoso kischach. The view of Rabbi Yoshia is that having more shade than sun is necessary not only for the schach but also for the walls. We don't follow that view, but that's the view of Rabbi Yoshia. So Tosis points out that this idea of having loved walls with a kone less than three tefachim, and then you have three tefachim, little less than three tefachim to one side and a little less than three tefachim on the other side, you're certainly going to have more sun than shade, more chama than sail. So this is not in accordance with Rabbi Yoshia, who required more shade than sun, this idea of the loved walls. That same brisa that I discussed, that loved walls work both for Shabbos and for Sukkah, so they have similar halachas, but we have a dissimilar halacha that with respect to Shabbos, omeid merubah laporetz is necessary. You have to have more omeid, more standing wall than pirtzot or airspace. With respect to Sukkah, that's not required. So Tosis just has a diuk, which is more relevant to Masechta Erevin, that it says that with respect to Shabbos, we require omeid merubah laporetz, more standing than open. So there's a diuk, mashma, Tosis begins, ha kiporetz, but if it's exactly equal, that the omeid is exactly equivalent to the open area, this is an example, if you have a wall, an open area that you have to create a halachic wall. So if you create, let's say you put a beam of three, and then you have an airspace of six, and then you have a beam of three. So it fills up the whole airspace. So you have omed of 3 plus 3 of six, and you have an airspace of six. So that's omed kiparis. So is that good or not? So this brisa implies that that would not be good, that you'd need, let's say, four on one side and three on the other side of omed, of standing wall, and that would be a total of seven, and then the airspace of six would be omed meruvah aparetz, the standing is more than the open. Agamar implies that the tie would be usser, and it wouldn't be matur that side. So the Tos just notes that this is a machlokas and a sechta erev and of test vav and mebeis between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brady Rav Shua. Rav Papa holds that omed kiparetz is mutter, and Rav Huna Brady Rav Shua holds that omed kiparetz is usser. The Tosa just writes, "Vav motzi lakshuye mehalcha l'Rav Papa the Amar b'ferek kamed erevin parts kamed mutter." They could have asked from this brisa on Rav Papa, because this brisa implies that it's only omed meruvah laparetz that's okay with respect to Shabbos, and not omed kiparetz. So that would be against Rav Papa. So Tosa says that there are many other Tanaic sources, some that verify Rav Papa and some that go against Rav Papa. So this would be another example of something that's against Rav Papa. Uvalavach Itos points out that even without this brisa, Itos of Hasam, Rav Papa had a meisvei against him, which the Gemara said about that tiyufta de Rav Papa tiyufta, but then it said vehilchasa ke Rav Papa. Afagav te hilchasa ke avasev, no halacha follows Rav Papa because there were brisas against him, but kedarminan Hasam, as we say there, mishum de daikinan mesnisan ke avasev, because there's a mishnah in Erevin that implies like Rav Papa, that the only time things are a problem is when the paritz is meruba from the omeid, the open breaches are more than the omeid, but if it's ki omeid, then it would be kosher ki. The Amar Hasam, as they say in Masech Erevin. So, Tov just notes that our brisa could have also been used to attack Rav Papa, but either way, Rav Papa wins because of the Mishnah in Erevin that implies like him. Tov just notes that perhaps if we slightly change the girsa here, so then we would understand more fully why the Gemara never attacked Rav Papa from this particular brisa and Erevin. V'i garsin and hacha, sha Shabbos einani teres, b'poritz meruba la'omeid, osi shapir. That the version that we have in this brisa is sha Shabbos einani teres, ela ba'omeid meruba la'poritz. That Shabbos is only mutter when you have the standing wall more than the breach, than the breaches. But if you change the girsa slightly to Shabbos Einani Teres before it's Meruba La'omeid, without the Ella, and changing the direction here, that Shabbos is not made permissible to be able to carry when you have Poretz Meruba La'omeid. So then the Diak there would be the opposite, that if it's Poretz Ke'omeid, then it is Mutter. So then Asi Shapir, then we'd understand why they didn't attack Rav Papa from this brisa. According to our version, it is a kashan of Papa, but as Tosas noted, Rav Papa was attacked anyway and was able to defend himself because his view was verified by the Mishnah there.